I'm Trisha Helfer, and you are listening to After the Credits at row3.com.
Welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am your host, Marina, and joining me today are regular co-hosts.
Dale from DigitalDoodles.com.
Colleen from 353 Haiku Movie Review.
And today we're here for the March preview. But before we get started, I think we're just going to do a couple of house cleaning things. We just posted episode 5 of the Movie Club podcast, so head on over to movieclubpodcast.com. We talked about Cannibal Holocaust and Freddy Got Fingered, which turned out to be an interesting connection of two films. Interestingly relatable. They're very related to each other, even though they have nothing to do with each other. And we've picked in two movies for next month.
I don't know. I've always wanted to finger Freddy into the Holocaust.
You want to finger Freddy?
Into the Holocaust, yeah. Flip him the bird, man.
Oh, wow.
Have you actually seen that film?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I think
that clarifies a few things.
Yeah, I think so. And the movies for next month are Roadkill, Bruce McDonald's first film, and
Faster Pussycat Kill.
Oh, yeah. That's a very interesting.
Shiny. Yeah, so it should be fun.
Comment on the 60s culture.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking to record that sometime in the middle of March. I think it's also worth mentioning that we just spent the entire day at a fantastic conference.
Go Northern Voice! I'm biased, though. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm an organizer.
But, you know, I think it's fair to say, I mean, Colleen, it was your first year.
Yep.
It was my second year. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did, in fact, enjoy myself.
And it was very informative.
It was.
And I also really enjoyed myself for the second year. I had a great time. I learned a lot of new stuff. And, you know, if there's any listeners nearby or that want to come in to town next year for Northern Voice, totally worth doing. There's a lot of really great stuff.
We'd love to have you. Yeah, you're going to post the wiki stuff?
I will post some links to a bunch of the cool stuff, including the live blogging. And there was lots of photo coverage. And basically, I'm sure the entire conference is online.
As of this morning when I checked, there were 1,800 Flickr photos. If you go Northern Voice or NV08 tag, just the tag, you'll get lots of photos.
Yeah, and I'll post everything. I'll link to everything online. I also wanted to mention something kind of cool, because this is a shout out to Roland. Now he has to listen to the show. I'm going to send him the link. We mentioned you have to go. But he's playing with some really cool high-tech live streaming stuff. So I'll post a little link to his Quick. Is it called Quick?
Or Blip.
It's Q-I-K, but is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I'll post a link in the show notes.
Roland is always on the up-and-coming video service of the day. He has a Blip thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. Like, just the technology is so cool.
And if you're ever in Vancouver, he knows all the good places to eat.
Yeah, so we'll hook you up with Roland. So, hello, Roland.
Hello.
And yes, we take special requests. If you want us to send you a shout-out, drop us a line. Come by row3.com, leave a comment. And we're more than happy to share the love. But we're here to talk movies, so
March.
Yeah, let's talk movies.
Spring, Easter, something?
Yeah, we're just getting to, I think we're almost at the hump, or maybe it is the hump, before the big summer blockbusters kick in.
April usually starts to see a few good things pop up.
Yeah, so it's not looking too shabby. I think there's a couple of good things coming out. And why don't we start right off the bat with March 7th? So next weekend, I guess. No, the following weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
right. Well, depending on when you post this.
Yeah, but no, it'll be March 7th is our very first weekend in March. And we've got a couple of interesting films, starting with College Road Trip, starring Raven. I think it's Raven Simone.
Yeah. And started off on Cosby.
Oh, okay. That's
has
her
own
name sounds familiar.
Show on
Nickelodeon or something.
Yeah.
That's So Raven or something like
that.
Oh,
well, yeah. That's why the name is familiar.
Yeah. Her and Martin Lawrence. Need we say any more?
Yeah. Well, I think it's worth mentioning that it's directed by Roger Cumble. And he directed Cruel Intentions, which I actually have a soft spot for. Not to say that this is going to be good, because the trailer isn't particularly appealing. but it's opening.
That and it's Martin Lawrence.
Yeah,
well, I think it'll have its own audience. I don't include myself among them, but I don't begrudge it if it does well.
Yeah, ditto. I think the big blockbuster of that weekend is going to be 10,000 BC, Roland Emmerich's newest master.
So what are you thinking on that? I mean, I just don't know.
It's woolly mammoths, and Colleen, you take over, because...
It's woolly mammoths, and it looks like almost like a caveman sort of tribe, and they're fighting, it looks like, Egyptians. Like, first off, how are you getting the woolly mammoth down to Egypt to fight the Egyptians? Although I could be completely wrong.
Technicality.
But what would they eat? It's a massive omnivore.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
bugging me. I don't know.
No, it's not happening. I don't know. Woolly mammoths, I'm there. And, you know, all the hate for my film professor would probably shoot me if you heard this, because he gave me a hard time about wanting to see this to begin with. But, I don't know. I like Roland Emmerich. You know, I don't love all of his movies, but I certainly enjoy myself. And for disposable fun, I'm there.
I'm hit and miss. He's done some stuff I've liked and some stuff I really haven't liked.
Yeah, I like him.
I'm going to save my money for the other thing that's opening on that weekend.
Yeah, and this one looks more interesting to me.
Yeah, The Bank Job.
Bank Job.
Yeah, Jason Statham, Safran Burroughs. It's all about a bank robbery gone wrong. And actually, it's not... Well, yeah, kind of. And it's based on actual events.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yep, based on real events of apparently something that did happen.
One of the biggest heists in British history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's directed by Roger Donaldson. Well, I took a look around, and he directed actually a couple of movies that I really like, including The World's Fastest Indian and 13 Days, which is a great little movie. So that's also opening on the 7th, and that looks like huge fun. Also on the 7th, Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. I hate this title. I really do.
Yeah.
It is a horrible title.
It's a really crappy title, but it stars Frances McDormand and Amy Adams.
That's what caught my interest.
Yeah, and the trailer looks pretty good. Amy Adams is like, she's basically somebody who's trying to break it into show business, I guess.
A starlet kind of
thing. And Miss Pettigrew is, well, Frances McDormand plays Miss Pettigrew, and she basically steals the identity of a nanny or something to get the job, because she can't work under her own name, because nobody likes her. She has no credentials. It looks like it could be fun. I don't know. The trailer didn't do too much for me, but I've been surprised by this type of film before, and the actors are good enough.
I really like Frances McDormand. Ever since Fargo, I've a bit of a soft spot for her.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that one might be good.
I'm interested in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the one that's probably the most interest for us, CJ7. From Stephen Chow.
I like Stephen Chow stuff. I'll go and see it just because he's doing it, although the trailer for this one left me a little bit cold.
Yeah, it seems a bit weird. It's been a huge blockbuster in China. Huge blockbuster in China. And for those who might not know who Stephen Chow is, he directed Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu Hustle. And I like Shaolin Soccer. I was a little lukewarm on Kung Fu Hustle, but that's just me.
I like them both. I think I like Shaolin Soccer a little bit better.
Yeah, that
was
my favorite.
I like them both.
Yeah. So it promises to be funny, at the very least. Also on the 7th, Snow Angels. This one's directed by David Gordon Green, who I've heard lots of good things about, but I haven't seen any of his films yet. And it stars Kate Beckinsale and Sam Rockwell. I really like Sam Rockwell. He sort of popped up on the radar. I didn't really know him from anywhere. I think the first thing I saw him in was that... Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And I saw Joshua just recently, and that movie is way better than it should be because of the acting, and he's really great in that. And... I don't know. It looks like sort of interesting. It sort of looks like a... weird romance, missing child. There's a bunch of stuff going on there.
I think I'm going to hold my decision whether to see this or not until someone I know sees it, and probably you, and tells me whether or not it's decent, because Yeah.
It's on my pass list, actually, unless someone goes, oh my god, you gotta see this.
There's a possibility of it being really good, but I'm not sure I want to be the one to take the risk to see it.
This actually doesn't look like my kind of story, and there's enough other interesting stuff that week, I'm pretty sure I'll just never get to it unless it's outstanding.
Yeah.
It did get some fairly good reviews coming out of Sundance, and like I say, David Gordon Green's been getting a lot of attention, so I'm curious for that reason alone, I think it might be worthwhile. Also opening on the 7th, Married Life. I have no idea who Ira Sachs, the director, is, but I love this cast.
This is like, I'm not 100% remember, but I think this is his first directorial.
This is
his directorial debut.
That would explain it. And this stars Chris Cooper, Patricia Clarkson, and Rachel McAdams.
Pierce Brosnan.
And I'm kind of confused by this trailer. I'm not sure if it's a straight-up drama or if it's a bit of a comedy in there.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little bit of a dark, sort of noir comedy. Like a sort of like meeting two people on the train unrelated and they plan to kill someone, like each other.
Something's going on, yeah, and it might be interesting, but you're right. The trailer's kind of confusing about what kind of genre
what kind of film it is. And I don't know. I'm interested because of the actors. I'm not quite sure about the rest.
The actors are the only reason I'm interested. What happened to those words?
it's been a long day.
The actors are the only reason I'm interested in this one. And after seeing the trailer, unless I see a better trailer, this is another one where I'll just wait and see. If I hear good things about it, I'll go and see it. I'm kind of curious, but yeah, the trailer's kind of a dud.
Yeah, that was a busy week, man. Moving on to March the 14th. This is the one I'm most excited about. Neil Marshall's Doomsday.
Nah. What is this? Is this like a 28 Days meets Escape from New York kind of thing here?
I'm thinking more like Road Warrior, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's like a zombie film without actual zombies. They're actual survivors of the plague kind of thing. Yeah.
It's futuristic London. There's been a huge plague. They walled off a portion of the city with a bunch of people inside. A bunch of survivors, and the plague breaks out again, and they go in to look for the cure.
I have to say, these kinds of movies, as you well know, aren't really my kind of thing, but this trailer has me curious.
Well, you just like Rhonda Mitra's ass. Andrew loves the gratuitous ass shot, and I can't say I blame him, because it's quite nice. But I'm not afraid to say it. She's a gorgeous woman.
You know what? I was sold. I was sold when I saw Malcolm McDowell.
And just for safe measure, Bob Hoskins is in there as well. And, I mean, Marshall, you know, this guy for me came out of nowhere with The Descent. Apparently Dog Soldiers, this film is quite good too. But I'm interested just because of that. And, I mean, and the trailer is fabulous. I love it.
I haven't seen either of those movies.
The Descent is really good, but I think it might be a little too creepy for you. I know you're not
I think it was straight up horror, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's really, it's one of the few films in the last few years that have actually scared me.
That's like, with the women going down the,
Yeah, it's really good. Also opening on the 14th, a family film. Well, we haven't seen one of those in a little while. This one is Horton Hears a Who.
Jim Carrey.
Another Dr. Seuss classic destroyed.
Well, you know, we don't have to see it.
Yeah. You know what? As soon as I saw Jim Carrey's name against this, I automatically, I must admit, start making great big sort of negative thoughts in my mind about it, because I do not like Jim Carrey when he is allowed to play basically Jim Carrey. I only like Jim Carrey when he's forced to play someone who's not a complete spazoid git.
I'll second that, yeah.
Yeah.
He was good in Truman.
Oh my god, Men in the Moon? Yeah. Brilliant, but he was, and he was goofy there, but he was forced to be Abby Hoffman.
But How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yeah. Nah.
No, I'm not a huge fan. I've never been a big fan of Jim Carrey. Steve Carell is hit and miss for me. I think it's worth mentioning that the director is Jimmy Hayward and Steve Martino. They're first-time directors, but they've worked, they've been animators on a bunch of films, including, I mean, this is, their list is, they've worked together on a bunch of stuff, including Finding Nemo, Monsters, Inc., Toy Story 2, Bug's Life, Toy Story, and Reboot. And that's a fairly good list. Whether that means they can make a good film, like on their own, yeah, that's questionable. And 20th Century Fox isn't known for animation.
The trailer, from what I've seen of the trailer, I'm not holding my breath.
No, I think this is going to be a bit of a disaster. To
I'll go see the zombie movie without the zombies.
Yay!
Doomsday! Now, Colleen, you and I are particularly excited for this one. Michael Haneke's Funny Games, I think this was pushed back. I vaguely remember it's supposed to open sometime in February. But a direct remake of his 1997 film. The trailer is almost exactly the same as the original.
I don't care. I guess it was Danish kind of thing. Original, I will love this. I don't care if it's a remake. I've seen it all done. I don't care. I'm going to love this. I know I am. It just the content of the original.
And if you're interested in the more discussion on the original Funny Games, we covered it, I think, on... It was either episode 2 or 3 of Movie Club Podcast. And it was some interesting discussion. Very meta, if I can use that term. Almost finishing off the week of the 14th. Sleepwalking. This one stars Charlize Theron, Nick Stahl, Dennis Hopper, and Woody Harrelson. And it's basically... Charlize Theron plays... Oh, and Anna Sophia Robb, I almost forgot, one of the main characters. I just remember her as the creepy girl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'll never get over that. I never will. But she plays a little girl, and her mother, Charlize Theron, basically abandons her with her uncle. The trailer doesn't look particularly great for me. I'm not quite interested, but I love this cast. I really love this cast, and I want to see more of Nick Stahl. I really like him. The Terminator 3 wasn't great, but I liked him in it. So I want to see more of this kid, so I'm willing to see it just for that.
Veruca Salt, that was the character she played.
Yes, that's right. She chews bubblegum all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, inspired a band name.
Yes, that's right. I love that band, actually. And also on the 14th, Chaos Theory. This one stars Ryan Reynolds, Emily Mortimer, and Stuart Townsend, directed by Marco Siega, who actually did Pretty Persuasion. Did you guys see that?
Didn't. No. But this trailer looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, if I like Ryan Reynolds, I'm sort of biased. I'm rooting for the guy. I really like
him. I hope he takes his shirt off at least once in the film, because...
He's an attractive specimen.
He's a very attractive specimen.
We share something in common. I didn't know that about you.
Pat and zombie films.
And he's basically like an obsessive organizer, and his day one morning starts to go wrong, and the whole thing just falls apart into chaos, I guess. But yeah, I think it looks like fun. I'm really curious to see this. And also on the 14th, starting on the 21st, sorry about that, The Grand. Now, I think we talked about this maybe last year. This was supposed to come out. This is Zach Penn's non-scripted poker thing.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit because it was sort of scheduled.
Yeah.
Or thought it was going to be scheduled. And
but we hadn't seen a trailer or anything, just sort of heard the basics.
Yeah.
And it stars Werner Herzog, who's always fun in one film. Woody Harrelson, Ray Liotta, Ray Romano. And it's basically about a bunch of people at a poker tournament, right?
Yeah, and then, I mean, with the popularity of all the poker stuff, it's definitely going to have a built-in audience.
Oh, for sure. The trailer looks like fun.
I still haven't seen the trailer, actually, but...
The trailer looks like fun.
Oh, I'm busted now. I didn't do all my homework, did I?
No, sorry. I thought we had. I guess I stopped by myself. I'm sorry about that. Also opening on the 21st, and probably the thing that's going to take all the money that weekend, is Drillbit Taylor. And I'm kind of on the fence about this. I think it looks kind of funny. And on the other hand, I'm not sure if I want to see another one of these comedies.
I think it might have been a great movie if they had someone other than Owen Wilson playing Drillbit Taylor.
I thought he was... He looked like he could be fine.
I don't know. I'm burned out on Owen Wilson.
You know what? I think I'm just going to find myself a copy of My Bodyguard and watch Adam Baldwin back in the day.
And actually, you know, the other thing that sort of scares me about this is it's directed by Stephen Brill, who's apparently directing the never-to-be-released Fanboys. And he did... Oh. Yeah, I know. And he did Without a Paddle. Listen to this. Without a Paddle, Mr. Deeds, and Little Nicky. So he's an Adam Sandler fanboy.
Holy vey.
Little Nicky has a soft spot. I have fun with that movie, but the rest, no thanks. Also opening that weekend, I don't know anything about this movie, but I think it's worth mentioning. Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns. Tyler Perry, man, this guy is freaking prolific. I think we talk about him like every month. He's got a new movie. So I don't know where he has time to direct all this stuff, but people are watching it. He's making money. You know, somebody likes him.
Maybe he's like Lloyd Kaufman, who works on 6 to 7 projects at any given time. You know, and that's just filming, not the actual post-production.
You know, I didn't check his IMDb, but you're probably right on that, because it's insane.
Okay, folks, that's Colleen's trauma reference for this podcast.
Trauma. Everyone's favorite.
Are you going to try to squeeze in trauma in every show?
I should. That and Zombies, Bruce Campbell, Simon Pegg, and
Sergeant Kabuki Man.
Oh!
Sergeant Kabuki Man. How about Cannibal the Musical?
Oh, Lord.
It's all good.
Oh, good God.
Tromeo and Juliet. I'm telling you, go to Troma and see their complete catalog, and you will be impressed by what they managed to get out. Hundreds of films every year.
And nobody watches them.
That's not true.
You make enough films, someone like me will watch them all.
Toxic Avenger is a classic.
Duke Nukem High. The list goes on and on.
I think there's some more movies coming out in March.
Before we go off on a tangent. Now, we saw the trailer for this, the trailer for the original film. I didn't realize it was a remake. This is Shudder. And it's a remake of a Thai horror film, which is apparently really good. So I'm assuming the American remake, even though I haven't seen the trailer, is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
And the fact that it stars Joshua Jackson doesn't help matters any. You know, he's really cute, but that's all he's got going for him.
You know, that original trailer was really creepy.
Yeah, like, I'm curious.
It was an awesome trailer.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the original film. Not so curious about the remake. And then opening on March 28th. 21. This is the Robert Luktik film starring Kate Bosworth, Lawrence Fishburne, Kevin Spacey. And this is based on real events, right?
Real events, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been written up in like Wired magazine and all over the place.
And it's about the MIT students scamming the casinos.
And I kind of thought we talked about this before.
I vaguely remember it, and I can't remember if we did it on a show or if we talked about it off
the air. Yeah, just...
and the reason I say that is because I looked at the director's previous credits, and I looked at it, and I'm like, well, if we talked about it before, I probably would have mentioned that he's made some pretty bad movies. Because he's in charge for Monster in Law. And Win a Date with Tad Hamilton, which was not great. But he did do Legally Blonde, but I think the joy in that film was the writing, not so much the direction. So
well, yeah, Legally Blonde was a combination of original concept and
Reese Witherspoon's charm. Yeah, yeah, so I'm not sure how much direction had to go on that.
But this story is an, you know, for a true story, it's got an utterly fascinating kind of fictional element to it. So
yeah, and the trailer looks really sleek and fun.
Yeah.
I think it looks promising. So
well,
I'm,
and
it,
this was
to it.
Spacey, right? So
yeah.
I mean,
he's hit and miss for me.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his moments.
He's more hit than miss for me, but you're right. He doesn't have that perfect track record.
No. Who does? Let's be honest. Colleen, can I throw this one over to you?
Well, we've talked about it many times, and it keeps on getting pushed back and
hopefully
pushed back.
Hopefully it'll actually open this time.
I'm hoping. I'm seeing more and more actual posters at the theater, so I'm thinking they've got the film physically booked, and it's coming. So
say it. Say the name.
Run, Fatboy Run. Simon freaking Pegg! My third favorite actor of all times is finally coming back in another film. So we've talked about it before, so there.
Yeah, it looks funny.
And if it doesn't come up in March, we'll just have to watch Shaun of the Dead as therapy or something.
Yeah.
Of course. Over and over again.
Also opening on the 28th, Stop Loss, starring Ryan Phillippe, Abbey Cornish, who I love that girl. JGL, man, JGL. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's fabulous. Now, This, I'm concerned about this trailer. The trailer looks like shit. The story sounds like shit. It's about a bunch of kids on a road trip. Well, it's something to do with the war and the guy coming back from the war, and they meet a bunch of people. It's basically war-related somehow. I have really no idea. Like, it just, it looks awful. But it's directed by Kimberly Pierce. And she did Boys Don't Cry in 95. And she hasn't directed anything except for one episode of The L Word since then. And I have faith that her judgment is better than making crap. So, you know, I'm willing to consider that with JGL and Kimberly Pierce, it might be good. But I'm really, really concerned about this trailer.
Yeah, for me, I've expressed this sentiment before. I don't know if I'm ready to see a lot of fictional Iraq type.
That's
movies.
The thing. That there's a whole genre now of either rah-rah support the troops film or boo-boo the war is bad film.
At this stage, I'm far more interested in documentaries.
I would rather watch CNN feed than this, quite honestly. I'd rather watch actual footage, although CNN itself can be crap too. But I'd rather watch actual stuff than
like
some make-believe
story. It wasn't a great
story.
Documentary, but Gunner's Palace. Something of that ilk would be far more interesting to me at this stage. But like you say, it's got some
JGL
bona fides behind it. So if it gets some good buzz, I could be persuaded.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the fence. I'm hoping for the best, but, you know. Also opening that weekend, a superhero movie. And it's basically like
scary movie, Spartan, Meet the Spartans.
Meet the Spartans.
I saw the first
every
like
Leslie Nielsen film ever. Oh wait, he's in it.
Is he?
Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on, you know, a crotch joke in the trailer.
Just by saying Leslie Nielsen pretty much should sum up what this film is going to be.
He was brilliant at one point in his career. I think he's sort of been going downhill for the last 10 years.
He's enjoying himself way too much. It's the problem.
But, yeah, I saw 10 seconds of the trailer, and I could care less to see more. It looks bad.
I'm looking forward to seeing this on TV.
On TV. That's
I love funny. The fact that in the IMDb buzz about this film, they actually use the word Uwe Boll in comparison to the director of this film, so...
Oh, God.
Anytime you can get Uwe Boll in there.
Fabulous. The fact that anybody's trying to be like Uwe Boll is depressing.
Although Uwe Boll does, in fact, make films. Let's be fair, he actually does get something done, whereas I haven't made a film. At least nothing that I'm proud of.
That is true. I wish somebody would give me money to make crap, too.
Should we do a segue? His work isn't flawless, but we have a movie coming up.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Nice.
No, that wasn't as smooth as it could be, but it's true.
It was pretty. That was pretty good. I'm impressed. And this one is Michelle, Demi Moore, and Michael Caine.
Thumbs up for Michael Caine. Demi Moore doing a British accent. We'll see.
Yeah.
The accent wasn't particularly good, but I like the fact that she hasn't been prettied up. In the film, she looks kind of her age, possibly even older.
I thought she was playing her age minus 10 years or something.
Oh, really?
Well, I think she looks. I think she looks pretty good.
But the plot. I mean, I'm interested in this movie, regardless.
Yeah, I think the plot looks really interesting.
And
it's directed by. I mean, I have never seen anything of my Michael Radford's work, but he directed The Postman in 1984, like years and years ago. Oh.
The Postman?
Il Postino, not
Oh, okay,
the
okay,
Postman.
Okay, that's forgivable then. I thought you were talking about the Kevin Costner thing. I was going to get very upset.
I think Kevin Costner directed the Kevin Costner debacle.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. You never know.
So, I think that looks like fun. And finishing off the month, I thought we should mention this one because it stars an actress that American audiences are familiar with. And this is Priceless. It's actually a French romantic comedy, and it stars Audrey Tautou from Amelie fame.
Yay!
Second favorite film of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun film. I like that.
I love that film.
And, yeah, it's basically just a romantic comedy. It just happens to be French.
It's a little bit more involved. There's some complications.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Audrey tattoo is a very what's the term for it? A gold digger and
she's high maintenance.
Yeah.
Well, and a gold digger.
Gold digger. And the guy who likes her is a low level sort of like flunky. And to make
the plot, as much as I could tell, because I didn't see a really good trailer. I mean, basically, there's a French trailer, so if you understand French, you're golden.
Mm-hmm.
There's an English trailer with a voiceover instead of having subtitles. So
fabulous.
It's kind of, but it reminds me of some of the 50s and the 60s kind of Cary Grant kind of romantic comedy.
Catch a Thief kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'm interested, you know, like the acting looks good and the storyline could be interesting as much as I could tell. So yeah.
Wow. A romantic comedy I'm not interested in, but you guys are.
You know, it's quite weird watching the French trailer. I actually like the French trailer. I don't think Dale did.
It was interesting, but I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, the English trailer, completely different, like way different than the French trailer. And it's by far a worse trailer. But it made me want to see the film even more than I did when I saw the French one. It was very strange.
Interesting dichotomy.
Or maybe I've just been up too long.
It could be a combination of all three, right? And that's the month. There's some good stuff in there.
There's some good stuff in there. It's actually looking kind of thin still.
Yeah, I printed out the list. I'm like, oh, you know, there isn't that much stuff. There's a couple of good things, but nothing all that interesting.
About five films I really want to go see.
Yeah. At this point, I've been kind of busy with other stuff that I'm catching up on, smaller things and stuff that opened last year that's only now rolling out to us, so...
Considering how bad February was, January, like mid-January to like mid-February, there's nothing that came... Bad, in Bruges.
Was about the highlight.
And Jumper, which sucked. Sorry, but that's for the review show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, so I still need to...
There's a preview of the review show.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You already know my opinion on it, so...
In Bruges rocks! Okay, we'll go back to that.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty much it for today. That's your March in a nutshell. Come on by the site, leave us some thoughts. Again, if you want a shout out, let us know. We're happy to comply. And we're still looking for sponsors. shameless promotion. Come on, people. We need sponsors now. I think that's about it for today. So come on by next week for more reviews from Third Row. Oh, I think I took Dale's thunder. Crap. It's been a long day. I'm really starting to feel it. I'm waiting now.
Yes, I am Thor, and I am robbed. I want my hammer back.
The hammer of Thor. The mighty hammer. Okay, I've lost it all together. That's it.
Were you waiting for me to say, we'll see you after the credits?
Yes, I'm not losing my mind. That's it for today. Come back next week. I'm gonna go away now before I ramble on some more.
That's all, folks.
Pretty much. That's what I feel like now.
That's right. We just need the Bob and Doug McKenzie thing.
So until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.